Today's Patmos Report is entitled, The Rolls Royce at Sally's. When I was about 32 years old and a new Christian, I had a job as a church janitor. It was a good place to work as there were fewer temptations to contend with, like drinking, smoking, cursing, and associating with some of the wild and crazy bunch. But there are always wild women to contend with everywhere you go, even at church. Anyway, as a mop jock, I had made my own schedule at $4.25 an hour, minimum wage being $3.35 at the time, and began shopping at the Salvation Army, which my wife and I call Sally's now. What a great place to accumulate a wardrobe, and there were lots of polyester Hawaiian shirts for a dollar or two. You probably bought one for a theme party, but never wore it again, and it ended up at Sally's. Thanks. Well, I liked such shirts at the time, and since they were plenteous and cheap, I became a tropical fashion trendsetter. And that leads me to the Rolls Royce at Sally's. As it happened, I was downtown at the Salvation Army one day, completed my wanderings through the aisles, and got in line to check out. The cashier was waiting patiently on a young woman dressed in jeans and a simple top, who was looking in the glass case below the register at earrings, necklaces, and brooches to add to her purchase. These trinkets were attached to white cards with a price tag of 25 cents. And as she was holding up the line to pick out this and that, I was getting pretty annoyed. We had to wait on her poking around the junk jewelry to get her fill. Finally, she chose and paid for her last bauble and left the store. Shortly afterward, I bought my stuff and headed for the door, and there she was preparing to enter into her car, a newer two-tone blue Rolls Royce. I cupped my hand in a megaphone and pointedly asked across the parking lot, "What's a woman who drives a Rolls Royce doing shopping at the Salvation Army?" She replied, "I can't pass up a bargain when I see one." It became clear to me, since she had a Rolls, all the junk jewelry she bought and wore was thought to be the real thing by her rich friends. So, after shopping at Sally's for several decades, I found all sorts of good deals. There are pots and pans, glassware, suits, shoes, silk ties, tools, and knickknacks, like the Loon Bird collection we've got going. Hey, don't be rude. As a matter of fact, you may find a pair of new or practically new boots or dress shoes for a few dollars, the latter worn by some old boy who just sat in his easy chair before he passed on, having never stepped out of the house. One of my last bargains was a pair of virtually new black wingtips, and online I see they go for about $150. My wife likes to shop there and get some of those buying impulses depulsed at a low price. Also, one can donate things back to the Salvation Army when tiring of them if they're still in good shape. I was thinking of doing so with my cast iron cricket bootjack, but saw on the internet it's worth a bit more than I expected. Guess I'll have to keep it for a while and let the executor of my estate take it back after I'm gone. However, there is a liability for wearing shoes and clothes of higher value than your station in life, because people may think you're wealthy. Take the time I went to my new dentist not long ago, and he complimented me on my fine shoes while I was also attired in a nice shirt, coordinated tie, leather vest, and slacks, all from the Salvation Army. Well, I suppose people usually don't dress up for the tooth puller, but having few political or social engagements these days, I use the opportunity to continue my trendsetting. And as it went, after the initial exam, Dr. Painless set up an evaluation and plan for all the services he could perform for my beautification and rid me of my short and squattish chiclet front teeth, which tilt back slightly. The plan, which would include crowning 6 teeth and resculpturing my gums, would cost around $12,000 and be fun, he said, for him to do. By the way, he actually called my front teeth chiclets. However, he was probably sorely disappointed after letting them know I was dependent on the Lord Jesus to supply any funds for such a fix. Thinking to myself at the same time, I wasn't sure if his Bucky Beaver look was for me, having the chiclet look since the second grade. And now, after writing this entry, I wonder if the lady with the Rolls Royce had picked up her car at Sally's for a song. And I wrongly assumed she was well healed, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Maranatha!